And welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And, well, we know that the arts impact our physical, our emotional, our mental health, and they also play a significant role in our urban landscape. And this year, of course, we know the coronavirus, the unexpected pandemic that unfortunately has taken such a toll on the American life, way of life, as well as taking American lives and impacting families throughout this country, throughout the world. And it has impacted just other simple facets of our lives, especially how we enjoy the arts and how we take part in culture and get those important life experiences that really help to enrich our lives. Fortunately, though, public art remains one of our region's star cultural amenities that you can do safely because a lot of it is accessible outdoors at a distance 24/7. And joining me this morning to talk about the Art on the Streets project and the 2020 pieces, we have with us here on The Extra, Claire Swinford, who's the Director of Urban Engagement for the Downtown Partnership, and Greg Deal, an artist and activist. Greg and Claire, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Great to be here, Shannon.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. Well, Claire, we're going to start with you. Why don't you give a little background to the Art on the Streets program? This program has been presenting public art in downtown Colorado Springs. So much of what I see of the public art is when I'm stopped at a stoplight, and it certainly helps to relieve any stress I feel about having to delay my commute or anything. So tell us about how this program came about.
You're right, Shannon, that it is something that enlivens those day-to-day experiences in the heart of our city, and it has been doing that for 22 years. Art on the Streets was founded by a group of downtown businesswomen in the late 90s, and what was happening in the 90s has some striking parallels to what's happening today. We were seeing small businesses struggling due to a variety of factors. We were seeing reduced use of those public spaces in our downtown, where before it really was the beating heart of our community, civically, culturally, economically. And those businesswomen wanted to bring that back. Public art was the tool they chose. And so they started putting out sculptures on street corners, in traffic medians, like you mentioned. And they watched as the community sort of grabbed onto that exhibit as a way to renew a sense of pride in the community, renew a sense of connection. And, of course, it also did great things for the use of public space downtown and the longevity of our locally owned businesses. So every year, the Art on the Streets exhibit puts out about 12 new sculptures and now murals as well for the past 2 years. These are with us for about 12 months, and they come from artists all over the world. And we specifically choose places to put these pieces based on how we want to see the use of that space improved, how we want it to positively impact the citizens of Colorado Springs and the visitors who come to see it.
And we should, for those youngsters who are listening who may not know what you're talking about, back in the 1990s, we were experiencing the dot-com bubble bursting when stocks that had been taking flight, I mean, seriously, and so much of, future business was predicated on that, they completely burst. And so back in the 90s, we were dealing with that and businesses were suffering. And you mentioned the brick and mortar stores were suffering downtown. But certainly this progress, and that does have a lot of echoes this time around, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
Absolutely.
This year's exhibit, though, is a little different from past years. Tell us about how public art is now reflecting current events.
Well, this is the great thing about public art, is that it's being made by artists like Greg who are paying attention to current events and thinking deeply about them, and art is their way of responding. So not only are we seeing beautiful pieces that inspire us, that make us think differently about the world around us, but we're also seeing pieces that are responding to where our society is at. Now, this exhibit was selected and juried by art curators who work with our program before COVID, before the death of George Floyd, before all of these currents that are shaking our society to its foundations. And we were really pleasantly surprised by the way that the pieces that we chose to display this year are really informing the conversation in Colorado Springs in a positive way. You know, we've got pieces created by artists of color, who are responding to deep issues in their own communities. We've got pieces created by young artists who are responding to neurodiversity and inclusion when it comes to issues like autism. So when you look at this wonderful exhibit, all of these colorful pieces, these interesting sculptures that are enlivening our downtown area, there is this deeper story, and it's a story that very much reflects who we are as a community and as a nation right now. And it's been so fascinating to watch the public respond to that. People have said they really appreciate being able to reflect on these deep issues and these things that matter so much through the lens of art, because it allows them to view things in a different way.
Right. And that's one aspect of how our art on the streets is so critical during this time of, you know, we're still isolating. We're still social distancing. We're not gathering together in large groups like we had. But art can help uplift the spirits. I would guess that's one of the reasons why it's so critical.
Absolutely. And that was the wonderful thing about getting to officially open up the exhibit, is we did hear from so many members of the public who said, well, this is the first time I felt connected to my community. The first time I felt really normal in 6 months is going out, getting to view these sculptures with my family, look at these great murals. And, you know, maybe I'm standing 10 feet away from the other person who's also out there. We're both wearing masks, but we're looking at each other. We're nodding. We're pointing. You know, there's this feeling of like doing something together. And I think that is so powerful in a time where the cultural amenities that we rely on for that sense of connection with our neighbors are just not available to us. You know, one thing I heard back was a local elementary school teacher who said, you know, I've been at my wit's end trying to teach my kids art classes online. And, you know, 1 week I just said, go down and look at the art on the street sculpture.
Oh, fantastic.
Take a selfie with your favorite piece and just come back and report to me. That was their assignment. And it got those kids out in the fresh air. It got them away from their computer screens. It got them interacting with works of art that are absolutely exemplary, selected from a wide pool of applicants from all over the world. That's a true five-star cultural experience that's available to us anytime in the heart of our city.
Oh, you know what? We could set that teaching lesson for all of our, that assignment. There we go. For all of our listeners, go out and see some of these and pose for a selfie with one of your favorites and post it on our KRDO Radio Facebook page. That would be lovely. Before we meet Greg and hear more from him, he's one of the participating artists. Can you share some information on additional artists who are participating? What kind of works are they sharing with Colorado Springs this year?
Absolutely. So this year's exhibit includes 6 sculptures and 7 murals. Now, our call for entries is worldwide. These artists were selected for Art on the Streets from a pool of about 130 applicants. But it's interesting, Shannon. Every year, the exhibit ends up being pretty much split down the middle. Artists who come from within the state of Colorado and artists who are coming from elsewhere around the nation and around the world. So you're seeing a true reflection of our community. Colorado Springs is an international city in a lot of respects, but we also have some amazing homegrown talent. So to be able to set up these local artists who are doing exemplary work and hold that in conversation with artists who are coming in from outside the community. We have folks this year from North Carolina, from D.C., from Montana. I'm racking my brain trying to remember all of them, as well as artists from Loveland, Denver, and right here in Colorado Springs.
Okay. Well, we are going to be posting the link where you can find out more information on our podcast page. So you can find that by going to krdo.com/radio and looking under the podcast. But the website is downtowncs.com/AOTS, which stands for Art on the Streets. Can you tell us what people will find as to how they can explore the exhibit for themselves when they go to that website?
Yes. So there are a couple things on that page. There's a comprehensive list of all of the pieces with photos as well as addresses. There is a downloadable map, printable in PDF. But the thing that I most love on that page is the instructions on how to access our public art app. Because especially if you're isolating, if you're trying to do this tour by yourself, sometimes that you just miss the human interaction element that you would normally get on one of our walking tours. So we put together a little GPS-based app.
Great.
That will guide you to each of the pieces in this year's exhibit. And if you press play, when you get to a certain piece, you will actually hear from the artists themselves talking about how they made their piece and what it's meant to represent and what they hope you get out of it as the viewer.
What a fantastic elevation of your typical tour guide. I love it. Is this something you've done before, or did this come about because of COVID?
You know, it's something that we started doing a couple years ago. We saw that people wanted that opportunity to be self-guided. But, man, we were glad we did it when we realized that that would be the only option for people for a while. We're doing our next socially distanced in-person tour in September, that first Saturday, September 5th. But in the meantime, this is an a la carte option that, parents can use as they're trying to come up with enrichment activities for their kids. We've had a lot of seniors using it because they're just sick of looking at the four walls of their living room. They want to get out. So it is accessible to all ages. It's family friendly, and it's really easy to use.
Oh, fantastic, Claire. Well, Claire, stick around. We're going to be checking back with you in just a moment, probably at the bottom of the hour. But first, we are going to take a break. And then after the break, we're going to bring in artist Greg Deal, who's going to be talking about why he's participating and what it means to have a work accepted for this wonderful project. You're listening to KRDO News Radio's The Extra. Stick around. Welcome back to The Extra, the show where we focus on items and issues that are important to you. Today, we're focusing on a program that you probably drive by every day. Maybe you know about it, maybe you don't, but it's called the Art on the Streets program, and it brings public art to our streets in Colorado Springs. Again, the website, if you'd like to find out more, is downtowncs.com/AOTS for Art on the Streets. And we have with us, in addition to Claire Swinford, who we were talking with just moments ago, Greg Deal, who's an artist and activist. And welcome to The Extra, Greg. Tell our listeners about the mural that you made for this year's exhibit.
Sure. It's essentially a large portrait. It stands about 77 feet tall of a young indigenous lady, young girl, and she has a red handprint on her face, which is to denote missing and murdered indigenous women. But likewise, she's also wearing a band T-shirt of her favorite band. So it's a nice representation, not just of an important issue, but also just of like the modern existence of indigenous people, particularly, in El Paso County in the Colorado Springs area.
The interesting thing, Greg, I had seen this and I admired it, but I wasn't sure of the background, didn't understand it was part of the Art on the Streets program. So that's fantastic. I know that when you're talking about being an artist, you look for various influences, but this mural has a specific message. Tell us what you want that message to be, what you want people to get from looking at this.
I think, first and foremost, it is about this sort of silent issue of missing and murdered indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit, which is kind of a fancy way of saying LGBTQ, who are at significant rates of assault and ultimately murder and things of that nature than any other ethnic group in the United States and in Canada. And to talk about that in particular, a place like Colorado Springs, where there just isn't a ton of visibility of indigenous people, these things can be really important to shed light on something that is serious, regardless of that visibility.
And this mural is one of the largest portraits, I understand, ever created of an indigenous person, right?
It might be. There's a couple of other artists there that have created some pretty big pieces. One of my favorites is Nani Chacon, another indigenous artist that does these beautiful works. It may be up there. I'm pretty happy about that.
And what did it take to create it?
There's a fair amount of planning that goes into it, looking at the site, figuring out the sort of possible size and the ability to get up to those high points. There was ultimately a projection that was created to get the outline work done and to sort of make sure the proportions are correct. Then I can go in, that gives me enough information that I can go in and add details and things after the fact. It seemingly looks like it takes a lot of work. I pulled it off in about 3 days.
Wow.
Probably could have done two, but had to work with some media and stuff on the second day. So, yeah, some good planning.
Interesting. And yet she speaks to you. It feels like she's looking right at you as you're driving by. As an artist, what draws you to the Art on the Streets program? What should listeners know about the work that this program does, what it accomplishes?
You know, first and foremost, I think it really is about community. I've lived in the area for about 5 years, and to really build the relationships that are needed locally to create works like this and to support other artists and other community members that want to put this type of work or even just community-minded work out into the public, I think is just really important. And so I'm just excited to really be able to participate in what I consider to be my home and likely my home forever.
And you are an activist, too, we should mention. You feel very strongly about this cause. Where can listeners go to find out more information about this cause that your message is about?
You know, there's nothing better than, just a good Google search on missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit. There's a couple of organizations. I'm trying to remember right
off the bat. I think Hasaya.org is one that I just found. Hasaya.org that's a good one.
That's a local one that's really good because they actually provide services for women and for families that are in difficult domestic situations and getting them into safe places and having the resources to sort of start anew and to even have people that advocate for them. So that's absolutely a local one that would be worth looking into.
Right. And we should mention, Colorado was once home to the Apache Nation, the Cheyenne Nation, the Pueblo tribes, the Shoshone tribe, the Comanche tribe, the Kiowa tribe. I mean, there have been, indigenous peoples in Colorado for millennia. And, this is an important cause throughout those tribes. We'll continue discussing this important cause, the Art on the Streets program, with our guests Claire and Greg after these messages. But first, we have to take a short break for commercials and to get our local news update. Stick around for more of The Extra. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today we are focusing on a program that really does get exposed to anyone who's driving around Colorado Springs. If you're driving around right now, you may be parked or pulling up next to something that you didn't know other than it was nice public art. Or perhaps you just thought it was decoration, but it's part of the Art on the Streets program. And joining us right now to talk about this, we have Claire Swifford, who's the Director of Urban Engagement for the Downtown Partnership, talking about this important program. And Downtown Partnership obviously feels it's important to present public art, and especially during COVID-19, what's the reasoning behind the importance that you place on it?
Well, Shannon, the great thing about public art is that it really is a democratic form of cultural participation. You don't need to have money in your pocket. You don't need to necessarily speak English. You sometimes don't even need to have the full use of your sight or your hearing in order to go out and explore and see some beautiful works of art that have been sourced from all over the world to be placed out in public spaces in our community. We know that public art changes the way people use these public spaces. You know, if you see a cool mural down at the end of a block, you might be more enticed to explore what else is on that block. If you see a beautiful sculpture in a park, that park starts to feel like a friendlier place because, man, somebody's putting something cool there. And, we see this time and time again with our downtown. We always say, downtown is everyone's neighborhood. Everyone uses the downtown area for something or other, whether it's school, work, recreation, going to church. There are many, many uses, whether you're a resident or a visitor. And so to signal that this neighborhood is one that is cared for and that people take pride in really is a reflection on our whole community, making it a better place for everyone.
Now, as we've learned from Greg, public art does tackle tough topics and sometimes generates controversial feelings. What would you say to someone who sees a piece of art in a public place that they just don't get?
Well, I'll quote one of our exhibit's longest time supporters. The Norwood Development Corporation has been part of Art on the Streets, supporting it since the very beginning. They, along with U.S. Bank, contribute to support the program every year, which means we don't take tax dollars. This is not coming out of the city general fund. But the head of Norwood Development Corporation, he actually was involved in helping choose the site for the mural that we've been discussing with Greg. And he said, when I see a piece of art that challenges me, that I don't immediately understand, I don't get upset. I want to know more. That makes me curious. It makes me excited. And I think that's a wonderful attitude to bring to exploring exhibits like ours. Because, there are public art exhibits like Art on the Streets in nearly every major metropolitan area in the country. And they are working to present works that not only beautify, but also edify. And I think that's exactly the right attitude to bring to exploring an exhibit like ours, is to take a look at the pieces that, not only the ones that immediately just make your heart sing, but also the pieces that make you come out with question marks. What is this? Why is it here? Who put this here? What is it meant to represent? Those are all wonderful questions, and those can be points of entry to a fascinating and important conversation. You use the word controversy, and I think that's a word we have to be careful with, especially with a piece like Greg's, because there really is no wrong side to the issue. If you're talking about missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit individuals, nobody is saying that this is a good thing that this is happening. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible tragedy, and it's something that we as Americans can all band together to do more to address in our communities. And that remains the same whether we're talking about the national level or right here in El Paso County. This is something that our community can get behind.
And art is always evolving, because let's not forget, the Impressionists, Picasso, the abstract artists, they were all considered, completely ahead of their time. The art world, the art establishment did not get them. And yet here we are, now today, we can understand and echo that and know that we all grow through changing perspectives on art. I think that's maybe the best way to put it. We understand your program is in mostly the downtown area. So when you're talking about someone who maybe lives in one of the suburbs, how does this impact them?
That's a wonderful question, and I get that a lot. We addressed that a little bit earlier when we talked about how lots of people use downtown for a lot of different reasons, whether or not they live there. But it goes deeper than that, Shannon. If you look at the return on investment for a public art exhibit, ours is a little different from most of the ones on the Front Range in that it is funded entirely by grants and donations. We're not taking any municipal dollars in order to present these works. But if you look at how the economy locally is impacted by just the works being there, all of the great quality of life and public space amelioration benefits that public art engenders, never mind the cultural enrichment or the edification on important issues, but just on a dollars and cents level, the downtown area, this 1 to 2 square miles of our 200 square mile city, contributes about 10 to 14 times its economic weight in terms of sales tax that is being accrued to the city. So you look at a piece of public art, and you are seeing positive impacts that ultimately result in better service from fire stations across the city, greener lawns in our parks, more dollars going to support the social infrastructures and the city departments that do so much to make Colorado Springs the great place that it is to live. So when we talk about public art having a positive impact region-wide, You can talk about sales tax, you can talk about tourism, you can talk about just the wonderful enrichment you get from being able to walk down a city street and see something beautiful that came from the far corners of the globe. Mm-hmm. All of these things are true, and all of these things have won Colorado Springs recognition nationwide for its public art. We are recognized as a place that has great public art, and I think that's something we can all take pride in.
Sure. And if listeners are interested in supporting our local creatives, what's the one thing they can do to get involved?
I would say the one thing you should do, we talked about going out and viewing the Art on the Streets exhibit, but you did mention, Shannon, that this is something that ultimately devolves back on our local creative industries, right? Some of our artists in Art on the Streets are sourced from within our own community, and when the visibility of the arts is increased, the prosperity of our local creative sector is increased, and the best way to get a handle on that is to come downtown on the first Friday of any given month, and you are going to see performances street side. You're going to see galleries opening new shows. And the great thing about the first Friday event in Colorado Springs is it truly is for everyone. It's free. You see a lot of families. You see, soldiers. You see retirees. You're seeing people from all walks of life getting out to enjoy this free art event that happens every single month, 5 to 8 p.m. And it's a wonderful point of entry into understanding the power and the breadth of the creative industries in our community.
Yeah.
These are folks who are owning small businesses. They're contributing to our local economy, and they are doing it through creative means. And that is so inspiring and cool to witness.
Yeah, just mark it down on your calendar. So easy to remember. First Friday. Not too hard with that. All right. The Downtown Partnerships, Claire Swinford, thank you so much for all your contributions to our discussion this morning here on The Extra. We're going to bring both Claire Swinford and Greg back. Greg is going to be talking more about his artist journey. That's coming up. Stick around for more of The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back for the final segment of The Extra, the show that connects you with people, issues, and topics that are important to you. Today's topic, the Art on the Streets program. And we've been talking to Downtown Partnerships, Claire Swinford, and artist Greg Deal about the Art on the Streets program, and Greg about his mural. Now, Greg, we know you've done major works of art all over the country. What does it mean to you to have this mural, Take Back the Power, now shining its light over the community where you and your family live?
I think, honestly, this is so much about community and, in times like this, especially helping to build that community so that, we can be good neighbors and we can have good things in our community that shine lights on things, create conversations, create excitement. And I think, right now we're all stuck at home. We could use a little bit of excitement. But it means a lot to me and to my family to be able to participate at a community level. I think that's just priceless. I mean, you can't put a price on that.
And we should mention there is a personal connection between your family and the mural and the depiction. Tell us a little bit about that.
The image is actually of my oldest daughter, who has been a subject matter that I've used, honestly, since she's been born. She's about 14 years old, and she's also, really starting to understand and realize the importance of these things that affect her and affect, my other kids, and having a voice. And so she gets to participate in this way. And we oftentimes even get to work together in performance work as well as, in painting subject matters.
Fantastic. And this mural will stay up forever, right? That's the plan?
As long as the building is standing.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I love that. And it will speak to all of us. And it's important that everyone knows what it's about. Like I told you, I had seen it, admired it, but now I know more of what it's about. We know artists like you are very concerned about how their work impacts the community. What do you hope next year holds for all the artists of the Pikes Peak region?
I think with the national discussion on race and equity and all of the different sort of subsets of opinions that are coming to light within that national discussion, I think we're starting to really see doors open for narratives that are not often seen within these spaces. And luckily, between Claire and the jurors and the Downtown Partnership's support of bringing in a diverse group of voices and people, I think we're going to be able to see more and more work that doesn't just enrich our areas, but also challenges ideas. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. If we can think more critically, maybe we can understand things a little bit better.
Yeah, and it has been a momentous year. And Claire, bringing you into the conversation, we maybe have had George Floyd moments like we're experiencing this year, but certainly I don't think any as powerful that have, you know, definitely been points of activism in a way that they have. But then also coupled with the coronavirus pandemic and the closure nationwide, worldwide, that certainly, I think, called into question a lot of our fixed thoughts about what community means and what togetherness means and what it means to be a part of the social fabric. What do you think next year is going to hold?
Well, Shannon, I think you brought up a couple important points there. And I think if anything, what this year has taught us is what it means to take care of our own community, recognize the experiences of our neighbors and the families that we interact with every day, and recognize that not everybody has the same experience, but everybody needs to feel like this place is home. That is absolutely critical. And so as we look ahead to the next year and we look ahead to these currents of flux continuing to enact change throughout our society, top to bottom, to know that we have artists like Greg in this community. We have so many artists working on so many different levels to bring a sense to this conversation that we're having as a community, as a nation, that our problems are solvable, our differences are surmountable, and that ultimately there are things like art where we can connect with others who believe things radically different than what we believe, people whose experiences are very different from our own. Art is a place of meeting. It is a place of connection. And to be able to lean on our Pikes Peak Region creatives as we go forward into this next year and all of these unknowns, I think is something that reassures me as I think about my experience as a life long resident of Colorado Springs. The arts are what connected me to this community. They have convinced me to stay and contribute as a young professional. And time and time again, they are the thing that really inspires me and makes me proud to live in Colorado Springs. So I think that's important to remember as we look ahead to the coming year, that we do have these folks living and contributing in our community whose work really does make a difference to us all.
Definitely important. Well said. And you know, Claire, it brought up something that I remember reading. I may be misquoting here because it's been a while, but there was so little artistic reflection of the Spanish flu pandemic. You know, authors really didn't touch on it too much in their then contemporary works. And there certainly aren't any artworks that I can recall where it remembered it. And so it was something that was kind of forgotten. I think Colorado is one of just three places where you can find a commemoration statue to the victims of the Spanish flu pandemic. So that should not happen. You know, I think now we will go forward thinking artists as well as others should mark this and find a way to honor those who are lost and find a way to honor those who have survived and moved through it. And I wish I had that artistic ability. Greg, you certainly do. So I know we're expecting good things and big things from you. Greg, any final thoughts on why listeners should make this a priority this year to connect to art on the streets?
You know, I think we sometimes look at art as being this thing that, you know, maybe it's frivolous, maybe it's something extra. You know, I've even heard comments like we should put our money in other places. Art embodies the culture of our communities. Art is ultimately providing that viewpoint and even enriching our understanding of community. And it's beautiful on top of that. You know, to have those things at our fingertips, I think is so incredibly important and contributes to our community and contributes to the identity of our community.
And spoken like a true artist. You can find out more about Greg Deal's artwork by going to www.gregdeal.com. And for info on Art on the Streets, go to downtowncs.com/AOTS. I'd like to thank our guests, Claire Swinford and Greg Deal, this morning for sharing their thoughts here on The Extra. Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
And don't forget, coming up tomorrow on The Extra on the Business Edition with Ted Robertson, get business relief grant information from El Paso County Department of Economic Development and the Colorado Enterprise Fund. That's tomorrow on The Extra from 9 to 10. I'm your host, Shannon Brinius. Thank you so much for listening this hour here on The Extra.